begin the current daf, Masech the Bava Basra, daf Ayin Zayin, begin Omen Al, begin Tois Masra, begin the Gemara, Oma Meim, he says, Hilchas Halachas Oisis Niknis B'Nesira. Oisis B'Nishtaris can be acquired, like Rabbi says, by just handing it over. A custom of Rabbi Yehuda going, the Ein Oisis Niknis B'Chalipin. Nishtaris cannot be acquired with the Kinyan of Chalipin, of transferring, bartering. Now, Leben Tab, Lerin Nira, that the Garas, that the Girsa is, Ain oishis niknis b'mechsira. So the halacha of Adur Maschil of Taisis is that not that oishis niknis b'mechsira, that they're not acquired b'mechsira. Kiraban like Rabban, actually, not like Rabbi. And the halacha hilchasa kistas the halacha. Well, Maisi Ryan brings a proof, and which that would also indicate that therefore, like Rabbi Yehuda Goin says, that oishis not niknis b'chalipin, as we see even mechsira in that kind of. It means the proof Messiah pegs that Mark Burr and Sanedin of Laman Alpha Benaf. Dama he itza. There was a certain woman who said the Nafik Shtami Tusayada that she was holding on to the document. And Amma she said, Yidana Bahai Shtaga says, I know this document that he's coming for the Purdy who that it's already paid for. So Imni Rav Nachman trusted her. Amma Rabba said, come on, like who? Karabi? Dama that he says, Isan Nixon's been misused. So the fact that she has it and it was given over to her, that means that it's hers, and therefore she's believed. Amalei says, Lav, no, Mishum Diboy, the reason is simply because if she wanted to call her, she could have burnt it. So she has that migud. So therefore we believe her. Nabiyach is like a Rebbe, if Talach was like Rebbe, my part of Rebbe, what's Rebbe asking? What's the question? Yeah, like Rebbe, that's who we rule like. Rav Nachman Nami and also Rav Nachman, the Maile Mahadle, why didn't he respond to him in the Badi Nemenes? Of course she's believed, Mishum Diboy, next to Mizir, because it's acquired with Mesir. Obviously, it's not. Halach is that's not Nixon B'Mesira. And so to like Rudy Goyen says with Chalipin. Loin more, but the Koma Asim, the Gemara says with the Ekad Amid, that those who say, Lohem the Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman did not believe her. So only Rav says, but why? But Yiboye Kal say, if she wanted, she could have burnt it. Amali said to him, yeah, keeping this Chazik B'Beitina, since already it's we already have a Chazak in the court regarding these documents, Yiboye Kal say, I mean, we don't say if she wanted, she could have burnt it. Now, why doesn't Nigmar ask Rabbi Kaman, the Rabbi, who's Rabbi like Rabbi, that is not like Rabbi, and should have pointed that out, that is not like Ali B'Dalachasa. Why doesn't he believe her? We don't say that Migri, because we know it exists, so you can't say if she wanted, she could have burnt it. But because Kibn Ischazik is already presumed to be here, we should still believe him. Mishum da'is is nixon b'sir because it's acquired just by handing it over. Again, the mashma that sounds like the ain halach of Rebbe, like both versions of the Gemara, the halach is not like Rebbe. Now, v'adam mishemesh. This Gemara says later on the kofin alvam and alaf. Imed the Ravam Chassid, the mother of Ravam Chassid, the habalim aluga the star. She had these like bundle of documents. Amr she said lahav l'amri. It should be for my son Amr. So asik imed Rav Nachman. They came from the Rav Nachman. Normally said to him. Holy Mashach, he didn't do Mashicha. Okay, Mashach sounds like the Imashach, had he done Mashicha, Kani would acquire. Hanamili, when we say this, that's by Matnash Chimra, by dying person, Shen Yoch Lichtev, where you can't write a document. Because the words of the dying person is like it's written. Now, the brothers thought Mashicha miyabay, but that Mashicha is necessary. Kim ma'amabay Mashicha, Vishtar, because in general you need to have a handing over and a document. And like we're saying, another raya that, yeah, it's not enough with Mesir, you would have to have a shtar too. It's not similar to the other inyanim of Shchimra. So in other words, what Taisus was bothered by is that, like, it seems from the Gemara over there, the Mashiach itself would be good, but I thought we said that Mashiach, Mesirah alone is not good enough. So he says, no, They thought that at least you need Mashicha, and because in general you need Mesirah with Shtar, so they were saying that that makes sense that by Shchimra also the Machmer that required also Mashicha. That's what Nachman says also by giving Bashtar, the Matna Shchimra takes effect with just his words, and you don't need any additional Kenyan. But they thought that it wasn't similar to the other things of Shchimra. But of course that you do need a shtar too. Now my case of the Gemara Ksuvah is that Pehem and Aleph Gabehi Itza by that woman the Fkidu Gabo Maluga the shtar, they departed by her a bundle of documents. Now Mashba sounds like so we don't believe her to do this after the man's death to make such a claim,
But it sounds like the Itav Tassin Mechaim had she taken possession of them when he was still alive. Kanye, she would acquire it. I've got like Kesiva. There's no writing. It would sound like our original Devar Maschal Taisis that Oisis Niknas Ben Mesira. Not and you don't have to have a Shtar written with it. So let me read. The Reed says no. The Hilo Hayis Adoy Tzaliknas Hamilva. She didn't want to acquire it alone. Ela Hasam Ratzitzal Litchay Kayisaimim. She just wanted to push away the orphan. Sheifullah, they should first pay her. I did to Akabashtaras Biyada by holding on to the documents. That they won't be able to collect that debt. But not that she wanted to say, okay, I'm keeping this debt, that if she acquired it with the Masir itself. No, because of course not. She needs to have a shtar on that too. It's just that they're not getting it back from her. So too, says the bottom beget pasha. This is the Gemara Salim of Kofi and Gimel Alaf. Oisis Niknas Bim Masira. That letters are acquired with handing it over with the King Masira. That's what Ashtar is acquired with. Abai Amay says, Tzorach Levi Raya, you have to bring proof. Ashtar. Rabbi Amay says, no, in Tzorach Levi Raya, you don't have to bring a proof. Says, Lamashim the Sabbath Rabbah. It's not because Rabbah held the Isis Nixon and Mesirah that, as we're saying, the halacha is not like that. That Ashtar is acquired with Mesirah, which would sound like he says, oh, you don't need Ashtar in that. No, the Basay Perik Zabar, because the Gemara Sanhedrin of Lamanava and Alva Mashman sounds like the Sabbath that he actually holds the Eno Isis Nixon and Mesirah. That Ashtar is not acquired just in Mesirah, which is like we explained. Ella, rather, Aliba the Hanu, the Hossam Kaimi. He's just going according to those opinions that he's explained over there, but he himself does not hold like that la halacha. Now, Amir says, however, Abaye held that Vadai the nickname Mesirah. No, actually, Shtar is required with Mesirah. The Perkish Shalom, as the message of Yavam is of Kaptaz, Velvam and Bezgab, Hadamaisi, Rabbi Raya, that Rabbi brought a proof to Leif Hashil and turn Yitzchak. We're not concerned, like, there's maybe another person with the same name as Yitzchak. But the Gabi Rabbi Baravua, we find the story with him, Bahan Shtar de Mechuzah. So documents in Mechuzah, the Kosa Behu, it was written on it, Nani Bar Chabi, and Bechabi Bar Nani with the names. Now, Avgav the Shechich Etuvah Mechuzah, although there's many people with those names, we weren't concerned that it's going to be someone else. So, you see from there, in addition with what Taisis brings, that there's a response, that you have Abaya, Dhamma that he says, Hasam over there, says, no, Lamay Nechishla, what should be concerned for? In other words, that Rabbah is proving that you're not concerned for another person. And the fact that Rabbah Babo would collect the Mechazah with these common names. So you see that when a person is producing a document with his name, we're not concerned that maybe it was from someone else with the same name. The same thing he wanted to prove when they testify regarding a person that he died, not to be concerned for another person. So I respond that he says, no, it's no proof. Because even in truth, yeah, generally that you have to be concerned that there's someone else with the same name, and therefore actually would not be able to permit a woman that they testify that her husband died. There's no such concern with collecting a shtar chayiv that on someone else, because you're not concerned in that type of situation, he says, because even from the feel, if it's because he's saying, oh, maybe the guy dropped it. No, business here. People are generally careful with the documents. Be Mishra Pekadon, and then it's because maybe deposited by him, but no. Kim Nishmei Kishmei, a guy with the same name, Loi Mafkid, but he wouldn't deposit it by that guy. So, Marvin, what are you going to say? Dimimimusale, maybe hand it over to him. And that says, Abai, no, he's just next to Mesira. No one would give someone the rights. So you see that that Abai holds that Isis is nicknamed Ben Mesira. And therefore, the guy would never have handed it over. Now, but Umahazmi Ashlavi Rai, but actually from this, you could be approved that Rabbah Sava ain't nicknamed, that Rabbah holds it was not nicknamed Ben Mesira. And Maisi Mahasam, the fact that it brings from over there the Lechashil to Yitzchak, that he proves that actually from there you're not concerned with Yitzchak. Because the Isav Nikna, if he would hold that it is nicknamed Ben Mesira, Seicha Maisi Manah, how could it bring proof from the Hahasim over there, like Lamechas Lamidi, but that there's no concern with it? Could it come out by, because Abai said that could feel because Lechashin, we're not concerned for having it fell or for deposit. And the Rav Isla beget pashed, because Rav holds in Perek get pashed, the Insok Levi Raya, that you don't have to bring a proof. And behind the Mishum, and the reason is because the Lechayshal Nefilo Pekadon, you're not concerned for having full or deposit. Elevade Niknas, obviously, rather. Obviously, that it's not nikna.
To say that you're not koina with mesira, and lochi maisi. That's what he brings to chiyeh to lechashin. Just that we're not concerned. Dilma masale that maybe he handed over to him. Hachanem lechashin to Yitzchak. Therefore, we're not concerned for two Yitzchaks. I mean to say that what they're saying is that Rabbi proves that if there's always concern for another person that has the same name, you wouldn't be able to collect with the shtar. Maybe it's written to someone else. That same name and only gave it over to him and you can still acquire the chayiv. So obviously you see from this that you collect these shtaris They were not concerned for another person with that same name. But Taisa is saying, but don't say that. Oh, Taisa says, oh, maybe say from the word of the Gemara, there's no raya for Rabbah in such a situation. What he means to say is that it was in a place that to be concerned for another person, that we were concerned that maybe it fell or maybe it was he deposited by him. And from the fact that we're not concerned with these chashashas, Rabbah proves that, oh, we're not concerned for two people that with the same name. Because, no, the Gemara later on brings that we see it according to Rabbah, if someone finds a shtachev, someone else on his friend with a claim that he sold it to him, doesn't have to bring a raya for that, because we're not concerned from the people of Bukhad. So obviously, the proof of Rabba, it was from this idea that we're not concerned that maybe someone else gave over the shtar to this person and that he didn't acquire it with that Masir. Now, but now Taisa addresses another point. He says, the ein letches, don't reject, which Taisa is saying, l'chari, you could reject this raya, and you could explain, the achi ma'isi, that actually, that what he's bringing is im isa the chashim to Yitzchak. If this is true that we're concerned with two Yitzchaks, avagav lehochzuk, even though it's not established that there are two Yitzchaks, dibehochzuk, because it was established, but pshita chashim obviously would be concerned. Muchasim gabi hanishtari, like it's obvious from there from these documents. That in other words, that the Gemara there in Yavamis discusses that saying maybe you could reject this proof, and you could say, okay, wait, the Gemara is discussing there dafka in a place where in that city. That the person is testifying, it wasn't established another person with the same name. But if it was, then for sure you have to be concerned that maybe it's on, that's who they testified died, as you see by the end of the Gemara. Where the Kavanah of Rabbah there is that this testimony, this person that died, you have to be concerned for all these chashashas that maybe there was another person with the same name. So the same thing is, Bashtari Chayiv, that come, this Nani Bachavi, because there's a sure other people that have that name, you have to be concerned that, to be concerned in the field Bakadin, even though they're Chashash Rachakim. And from this, that you're not Chashash from the field Bakadin, Rabbah comes out, that also, but yes, we're not Chashash for someone else, if it wasn't Hochsik with such a name. So according to this understanding, you can't prove from the Gemara that according to Rabbah, the Oisis are not Niknas Bim Sira. So that's what Tais is saying. That not to say that no, because and why? Because the havelah lemechus and the vidul b'kadin that so he's saying that by those documents that we should be concerned that a fellow deposited shchich nani bartuvi b'mechuzah, because you have these guys that are frequent these names. The comfort of Yosef and the fact that he says. That, in other words, this is what Tais is answering, and he says that for the words Abai over there, when he rejects the proof of Rava, says my amit. What are you going to say? Dilma Masole that maybe handed over to him. So Mashmat sounds like the Mekorich Zedai Grava that the primary proof of Rava was from this that we're not concerned that he handed over the shtaris to that one who found it. We're not concerned that maybe a fellow deposit. That's how Abai was answering that, no, we're not concerned for this because Isa is Nikdim B'Sira. It sounds like that his opinion is that Isa is not Nikdim B'Sira, like the Chacham. Then it says, what are going to say? What's difficult is as follows. Kivin Sabbat Rabbah, since Rabbah holds the Ein Nikna. Okay, like the Chacham, it's not Nikdim B'Sira. So Mekin, if that's the case, how did I Rabbah B'Rish Kol get? What do you do with what Rabbah Madai can get in the Chavdama base? That if someone wrote a get to his older wife, who has the same name as his younger wife. So, Hakatana, which I guess actually should be Hagadayla, Motzimagar. So, okay, you can't divorce her for the wife he didn't write it for, even though she has the same name. But for the one that he wrote it for, he could divorce. Zosimes, this tells us, says Rava, if you have two people with the same name living in the same city, they can produce documents for other people. Because the guy who really is could use it even though he has someone else with the same name. How does he make such an inference? Maybe you can't produce such a document. Maybe he handed over to him to acquire. And the truth is handing it over, it does not help you acquire it. And that's where you would have such a concern. But I get you wouldn't have such a concern. It's how you're proving from the halachas of get. Why would you be handing over to our friend? There's no acquisition of a get. We're handing it over to our friend. So that's difficult. How does Rabbi make such a dig? Hashem says, you can say this, you're right, you can see the Hashem Rabbah, you're right, it's not Rabbah, but it's Rabbah. And Ari Abai, Basach, the fact that Abai is after that, where he comes after his Rebbe Rabbah. And Vafili Gar's Rabbah, and even if you want him to give us a Rabbah near the Rashba, it appears to the Rashba, the Shabbatayk, still, he still makes a good inference. The just like the one that you wrote it for, you could divorce, or my concern that it was deposited, or the Shem HaMasalah, maybe just gave it just not really to divorce, but just to wrap her battle with. You're not concerned with that. Hachishnami Yosef and Shimon, so that's what I'm saying, when people with the same name had seen you, they could use it, but Lech Shimon, not concerned, L'shem HaMasal Le'liknes, maybe gave it to him to acquire, or L'shem HaMasal Le'otzah Pislechuzah, maybe give it to him to wrap his flask. No, because the Likvah Sachayiv, him Yodin, to collect his debt, they know, the Ein HaMasirah Me'el is that handing it over is not effective, because the Ein HaYosef is next to the Masirah, because, like we said, Shtoris are not Nikna with Metzira, and therefore Rabbi Pruz from the Lach of Get, they would not concern for such a thing, that that since we know that the giving of the Shtar is not effective, so therefore there's no room to be Cheshish that maybe he gave it over just with Metzira. As we're saying, the whole Chashash is really only that maybe the Baal Shtar gave it to him temporarily to wrap it, whatever. And the Rebbe proves this Allah from Get. Again, they were not concerned for such a thing. Next test, Matt, to begin with the words like Gemara, Isis Mili Ninu. Well, Shtaris are words, Mili Bimili Le Mikni, and words are not kind of with words. Now, Vaim Ri, the Ri says, which some Gemaras on the side say, Hanla Figur Sasai, in the previous Dibur, that Allah has Inu Isis Niknas Bimisiro, not like Aaron Dibur Maschel. Which is nickness. According to the read, the Mesir Sashtar Koremili, that the handing over of the document is called words. The Kamale, where he tells them, Kanelich Shtar Zeh, acquire this document, the Haini Mil Ba'almo, just words. And therefore it doesn't work. When he writes his a document for him, when he's Meshabit himself, so then Ein Lacham Isaac Adam says there's no greater action than that. So in other words, according to the read, that Shtar is not nickname Mesir Ba'almo, what that means to say is that a maisa of giving over the shtar, that's called mili. Because the ikar kin, the shibur of this mesira, is what the seller says to the buyer that he's being makadim in the shtar. Because of that, he wants to acquire also the shibur by holding on to it, so that's considered only with mili ba'alma. It's not logical that should be effective, but if the maker writes another shtar that he's makadim to the second person, the shibur that he has in the first shtar, that's considered a chashav maisa, and that would be effective for a kin. Next test, master begin with the gemara, chiz b'shtar v'ein chiz b'sada. He came back out of the document, but he came back out of the field. So it says, since it doesn't harm him at all, whether it's a gift or whether it's a sale, it's a niftablay, why didn't you write for him the shtar? That he can't deny that he sold him this. Because he's not losing anything by writing, even by a sale. The likely maybe cannot say that he doesn't want them to be able to collect from the encumbered properties. Even whatever shtar he collects from the a lien on this property, someone sells his field with witnesses. Even without a shtar, why would he not want the shtar to be written? He does lose out. Because through the document, yotze koil, the word gets out shemachrei nasin, that he sold or gave a gift. So people are not going to be so willing to lend him. He doesn't have so much property as assets. Now, even though the buyer most definitely could back out the money, he could say, having in mind that you're not writing me a document I never would have bought. But however, the seller could back out regarding the document, and if the buyer doesn't want it, no buyer would have then he can leave it. Rabbi Tamavar, she explains, the b'shtar matana davkamayr. Now, we're specifically talking about a shtar of a gift. He doesn't want to have too many documents outstanding on him. Because everyone in the world doesn't know that it's a document of a gift. They're going to think shtar chayv when it's really not. Okay, if it's a real debt, then he has fine, he has document. Or document of a sale. And but shibikar koisa, but that there's a lien on the properties. But liik nimerotzin, the men are not going to be willingly buying from him because they're going to be afraid sheit from a man that they're going to be collected from. But by a document of a sale in yochalas, but he cannot back out of that. The mistama daita the kasa beishtar is only right with the intention of it. Presumably, he's going to write from a shtar. That's why he bought it from him. So it says because it's difficult. Get the common pair. Get pasha. The gemara learned that kofet some chesam a beis. Tanan the gemara says tan you learned a brisam. The Mishaba of Amad Abish Shtar Chayvi. Someone comes along and he says, I lost my Shtar Chayvi. Afbi Shomer Eidim, even though witnesses say, Kazamnu Bechazamnu, we wrote and we signed it. In Kaysim and Naisin, we don't write and give it. Afil Balea Chayz, even without a Chayz, because the Hashem concerned Shema Pogale may be paid up. But it's a legal change, he wants to collect the second time. But regarding a document of a sale, then you do write it, except for the responsibility of it. And now there's no concern that maybe he collected, he's going to collect it again, because it's regarding a sold item. We're not concerned for maybe there's going to be too many documents against him. Maybe the world doesn't know that two times is written on one field. Well, they're going to think that he sold a different field, or a shtar chayv. So that's what Taz is saying, that while you're writing from a shtar, there should be concern over here, like we explained, that through this it's going to cause a loss for him, that the shtar is, and people are going to make a mistake, think that, you know, there's another shtar over here. So that's difficult. Why over here would we actually go ahead and write a shtar?